So today I am going to do something pretty ambitious. I'm just gonna get started because I need all the time I have. Okay. So today I am going to try and make I need my peeler first. Where it is? Oh, there it is. Right, today I'm going to try and make a butternut squash pie. I'm going to try and make my own crust for it because I do have a few like frozen, just plain flour, butter, not butter, but plain flour, fat. White pouring normal pie crust, but I'm gonna try and make some ginger cookies and use that as the pie crust because pie crust I have is frozen and I just don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to go all the way downstairs to the freezer because I got a bit of a scary basement stairs. You gotta like duck and watch out, you don't hit your head on some asbestos. I don't want to do that today. So, I'm going to try and make some ginger cookies and use that as the crust for the butternut squash pie. And right now, I'm just peeling the butternut squash and I'm going to cut it and then I'm going to roast it. But this is going to be an effort. To see if I can get this done without the baby needing me. I just put him down for a nap. He's been fed, he's been changed. This is nap time normally, so he might go 3 hours, knock on wood. I don't know, that'd be great. I think I could get this done in 3 hours. All right. Sorry. Just thought I heard him for a second. Butternut squash is all peeled. Just gonna rinse it off. And I should start the oven too. 350. Now I gotta chop up the squash. So I'm gonna start with chopping the stem, and then the other side, and then I'm gonna cut it in half. So I have the long neck. The long neck on one half and the bulbous side on the other half, and then I'm going to cut the bulbous side in half. Expose the seeds and get those out. Just taking a spoon and running it the insides. Just It's slippery. I dropped it, but I dropped it on the counter, so no worries. Just getting right back at it. All right. Still getting those seeds out. Yeah, that one's good. I have seeds everywhere on my counter, but nobody panic. It's all fine. On to the other half. Yeah, so I've had this squash just chilling on my counter for a month. Just like wondering what I was gonna do with it. I've been thinking about this pie for a while, but I knew it was gonna take some time, and I didn't really want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But now I do. I want to spend a bit of time. Get back to doing things I enjoy. Right, so I scooped out both those insides with the seeds, and I'm gonna toss the seeds. You could roast them if you want. I don't want to. Squash seeds are a little fiddly for me to open. I'll do pistachios. for the fiddliest nut that'll eat, pretty much. Peanuts are good. I like eating peanuts at ball games, but who doesn't? It's a pretty normal thing. I feel really weird about what to do with the shell, though, because I don't want to set it on the ground, just like plop it on the ground, but I think that's what you're supposed to do, but like I don't know for sure. It just seems like you're trashing the stadium when you, or is it called a stadium when it's baseball? No, it's called a field. Yeah, right? Yeah, it feels like you're putting trash in the bleachers, let's just call it that. And just, who's gonna clean it up? I don't understand. Are there people that come by and sweep up the bleachers after looking for these nuts? I don't think so. I can't imagine that's somebody's job. So, is it just left there for the next occupant? And there's so many baseball games in a year. So, I don't know. I always feel very conflicted, but I never know what else to do with them, so that hampers my enjoyment of eating peanuts just a little bit. So I'm just chopping up the squash right now. My pieces don't match each other, and that's okay. If you really want to be precise, you should make matching pieces so they all cook at the same time, but I don't care that much about it. And this is all going to be blended together into pie at the end of this, so it's not like it's going to have to be real pretty roast for the table or anything. So this is not the first thing that I've baked post-baby. I baked a brownie and like banana bread twice. Yeah, I also baked a cookie cake, chocolate chip cookie cake. But this is the first like big thing that's gonna take some time. I am not confident that it'll get done before baby needs me. So it's probably going to be more like a 5-hour process instead of maybe a 3-hour process. But we'll see. No, let's all have confidence here for just a second. Think good thoughts. I'm nearly done cutting up the squash. So once I get the squash up off, I can move on to the cookies. The squash will need 30 minutes in the oven, and the cookies will probably need like 25 minutes in the oven, maybe? And then a bit of cool time. And then I can blend them all up and make them into a crust. Done. Butternut squash is all cut up, so I'm gonna get a pan so I can roast it. I'm all out of my favorite parchment paper, so it's going to have to be aluminum foil. There we go. Okay. And a little bit of olive oil just on the pan to try and not get it to stick. Last one, that's okay. All right, all ready to go in the oven. Just gonna wash my hands. And turn on the fan because the sound smells like someone, my might have cooked some pizza in there and gotten some dirty bits on the oven floor. Oven base, right? The bottom of the oven? I don't know. Maybe it's just called the bottom of the oven. All right, moving on. I need to make the cookie. So, because I'm irresponsible, I don't have any allspice or cloves. I just have ginger and cinnamon. So this is not going to be the quite correct for ginger snaps. Normally they have allspice and cloves. And so just the butternut squash pie that I'm making has cloves, I think, in the recipe. But that's okay. We're just going to ignore that and move on. And I need to soften a fourth cup of vegan butter in the microwave. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have gotten a new microphone. I don't know how it sounds because this is my first time cooking with this microphone, so it could be awful. Sorry if it's awful. Could be outrageously loud, could be really quiet, it could be hard to hear me when I go places. I'm not too sure. I'll just have to see when I listen to it afterwards, and it'll be okay. So I got that. I need half a cup of molasses, a cup of brown sugar. Yeah, cream that together. Alright, some butter's softened, it's going in the mixer, and then a cup of brown sugar will go in with that. Now, lucky for me, I was just at the store where I got brown sugar. Otherwise, I would have had to do the old molasses and sugar thing, which I really like doing. This is not quite the same moisture content, but you know, it's all okay. Alright. Getting the brown sugar absolutely everywhere. Making a good mess. There's the mixer. So after that, I add the half cup molasses and quarter teaspoon of vanilla, and then the flour, baking soda, and spices. I just gotta clean up the top of my brown sugar, because the brown sugar seems to have gotten in the zipper portion of the container. It's not closing. There we go. Perfect. Nice. Got it.
about a quarter cup. Flour, baking soda.
Just turning it up a little bit. Making sure it gets properly creamed. And then I gotta add the molasses, and the container is stuck because molasses is sticky. And if you don't wash off, the top, when you put it back on, it will stick. Oh god.
I'm gonna have to try and run it under hot water. And then it's gonna be nice and slippery when I try and take it off to put it under hot water. It's okay. We're gonna first in here. This is all gonna be fine. Alright.
Cross your fingers. Got it. All right, so make sure it all gets in there.
Now, what you can do if you want to make sure all your like sticky fluid things like honey and corn syrup and molasses get into your mixture is you can lube the cup with a bit of oil before you pour in the sticky substance, and it helps it all just kind of slide right out. I didn't do that. YOLO. It's okay.
Vanilla. Okay.
A half teaspoon of vanilla. There we go. Mix this together. Put my molasses away. Alright.
Mixing together, so now I need to add the 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and the spices. Okay. Mix that up. Spices in and the soda. Teaspoon baking soda. Quarter teaspoon of salt.
I'm getting low on salt.
That never happens. All right, 2 teaspoons of brown ginger. I don't think I've ever, okay, do I have ginger? Good Lord, it's all stuck to the bottom, but yeah, I got enough. I don't think I've ever run out of salt in my life. I've got one of those big old Morton salt with a little girl on the front, under the umbrella. I've never run out of salt in my life. And looks like I'm going to. This is an exciting time for me, guys. Holy fuck, I have like no cinnamon. All right, this is gonna be, the question is, do I put the cinnamon in the cookies? Or should I wait and put the cinnamon in the butternut squash? I'm gonna put the cinnamon in the butternut squash. So literally the only spices in these cookies is gonna be ginger. That's okay. Let's move on. All right, the other cup of flour. Go for it, buddy. And then add 2 tablespoons non-dairy milk.
You got it.
Now it says between 2 and 5. No, 2 and 3. Not 2 and 5. Just enough to get it into like a cookie dough.
Because it's real crumbly right now. So 1, 2,
and we'll see how that goes. But I really think it's going to need another.
Oh yeah, it needs it. It needs it so bad. All right, let's cross our fingers that this actually turns into dough.
Looks like it might be happening. I don't know. I don't need this flour anymore. I'm gonna put that away. Throw in my vegan butter too, because I don't need that anymore. Like ginger and molasses. So there's that. Yeah. It's wouldn't recommend making it just to eat, but sure, as a crust, we'll see. Jury's still out on that one.
Toss the butternut squash now. Make sure it's actually cooking. Yep, it's cooking slow. Real, real slow.
Pan for the cookies. Because I'm going to cook them in the same oven at the same time to save time. Get my counter a little cleaner. There we go. All right. Okay. Aluminum foil. I'm gonna do crumbly. I don't feel good about this. All right. It's like a size of a half dollar, maybe? Yeah. And I don't think they're going to expand because they are crumbly AF. You know? No. Okay. I had a thought. I was thinking, why wouldn't I just like press the cookies into the pie crust and make that the base? But no, we're gonna keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm gonna make cookies, pulse them, and then put them in the pie crust, because that was the original plan and I'm not gonna mess with it. But God, if this is hard to get together. It's like trying to build a sandcastle in sand that is not like wet at all, so it's all just kind of like I don't feel like sticking it together, and every time you think you get it stick together and you squeeze it another way, it pops open. That's all right, we're just gonna give it our best shot, and I have a great excuse if things don't go well with my baking anymore. I have a baby. I was taking care of the baby, so it's gonna be all okay. So I've been watching a lot of TV recently because I haven't really been able to leave the house. And I've been watching Twin Peaks. I completely just missed it in the first go of it. Obviously I was a little too young. But my knowledge of Twin Peaks before starting it was, I was at a Halloween party, okay, at a university, that wasn't my own, it was a university fairly close to me though, and we went there to celebrate Halloween, me and my friends, and somebody there it was a man, he was dressed as a woman, and he was clutching this log, and I was like, what are you? And he said, I'm the log lady from Twin Peaks. And ever since then, I've been like, I should watch Twin Peaks to finally figure out like what this log lady is all about, because he was talking about she like speaks to the logs or something. I still don't understand at all, but I've been watching the show. I'm on season 2. I should understand it a lot better than I do, but I'm kind of like half asleep when watching, or nursing when I'm watching, or like not even watching because I'm changing the baby's diaper. So I'm very confused. But the show's a lot kinkier than I thought it was gonna be. There's like a weird, not weird, but like consensual non-consent sex stuff in the show, and I'm like, wait, what? Okay, this is, if someone had like told me that's what the show had in it beforehand, I probably would have watched it a bit sooner than just like, it has this lady who believes that logs speak to her. And it's like a murder mystery. So yeah, I've been watching it, and it's a lot kinkier than I thought it was going to be. And the sheriff or detective, I guess, in it. Oh my God. He's fucking adorable. Just like quirky little dude. Oh my God, I love him so much. Constantly makes these little memos to, I'm assuming his secretary or someone, on his, on like a, what is the word? Recording device? Like a tape player? Tape recorder. That's the word. Tape recorder. And I'm sure they covered it, like who it was, like right away. But I'm so bad at names, I have no idea who it is. And I'm just gonna keep on assuming that it is like his secretary back home that dictates all his notes, or not dictates, that transcribes all his notes that he dictates in these tapes. And I assume he sends them back to her, but I haven't yet seen him send them back to her. Alright, it took all that time just to get one sheet of 12 cookies. all done and rolled. So that is going in the oven. And I probably could do another sheet of cookies with this. Should I do that? Okay, tell you what, for this batch, I'm gonna add a little extra milk and see if I can't get them to be a little easier to work with. And then these might actually be eaten cookies. Another. After this, I'm gonna have to check on baby because it'll be nearly an hour, I think. Alright. I'm just squishing it all together with my hand. This is way easier to work with. Fudge. Sticky and great. My brown sugar just must have been really dry or something, but oh well, it's fine. Okay, got one. There's another. Yeah, so I've been watching Twin Peaks. What else have I been watching? Oh, I tried to watch Better Call Saul. I enjoyed it. I just got distracted by Twin Peaks. So I didn't get very close to it. But I've actually never seen... I've seen some of Breaking Bad, but not all of it. I stopped about the time they like changed somebody up to the basement and were feeding him sandwiches, I think. That was like really early on. Yeah. Okay. So it took me that much time to make just five now. I'm just eating the dough on my hands. Don't worry, I'll wash them. And it's safe to do this because there is no egg. But, like, the flour is raw, so if there was some containment in the flour, it'd be dangerous. But I live my life on the edge, man. All right. My hands are super clean, and now I'm gonna put these in the oven. Check on the baby, and we'll see where we are at that point for the butternut squash. Okay, I'm back. It is a bit over an hour later. Baby needed me for a bit, and the cookies have cooled, and the squash has cooled, so I'm ready to continue going. What I'm going to do next is make the crust for the pie from the crushed up cookies. So I need to crush the cookies first. So I'm gonna run them in a food processor. And then let's see what I'm gonna add to it. Tahini, maple syrup, canola oil, salt and water. Okay. All right. So the recipe I have for this crust is, goodness, is for one that uses graham crackers. And it doesn't give like an amount of graham crackers. It just says a box of graham crackers. Obviously, I don't quite know what I mean by that in terms of cookies. So I'm just going to put a bunch in and then I'll add the liquids until it seems right. And then it needs to be frozen for about 15 minutes. And then it can have the pie poured in and then baked. So I put in like 8. I think that's about 8 cookies in my food processor. Now I'm gonna process it up and see about it. All right. I'm looking at some fine crumbs and some not so fine crumbs. I'm gonna add some tahini and maple syrup to that. I knew there was a good reason that I had this tahini just like around for a while. I gotta stir it up first. Oof, okay. Open this up and give it a few good stirs. Good stirs. Yeah, I bought this tahini months ago when I ran out of my other tahini because Sometimes I like to use it in sauces and cooking and just never opened it up. I never used it and I had been using just like peanut butter for sauces instead. But now that it's open, I'm probably gonna start using it again. And it's cookie season, so I might be making some tahini cookies, so it'll be interesting. Or like tahini cups, tahini. What else? Tahini caramel sounds like a good mixture. Alright, so the oil is mostly combined, so now I can stir it a little faster to try and really get it into a good consistency before I put it into the fridge. Because it's a lot harder to stir once you put it into the fridge. So you need to set yourself up on a good foot before you do that. Making sure I get all the lumps from the bottom up and incorporated. And I think we're good. All right. Goodness. So I'm gonna grab the maple syrup from the fridge too. Running a little low on this, but I don't think I'll run out at this point. So I'm just drizzling some of that in. And then, let's see. It says 6 tablespoons of maple syrup and 3 tablespoons of tahini. I'm gonna do a spoonful of tahini and more maple syrup. I need to add some canola oil too. But let's run this first and see how it looks. Okay, so it's kind of sticking together. Pretty good. How's it taste? Taste as sesame-y as I want to keep make it, so no more tahini. I add some more maple syrup and then the canola oil. It's really coming together now. Yeah. Okay. That's how I'm gonna keep it. All right, so now I just have to press it into my pie tin. I've got this cute little
glass pie tin.
There we go. That was a gift from my sister. It's got a bunch of digits of pie on it. I don't know how many. They line the bottom entirely. It's cute. I like it. I am into math. So she got it for me. And it's pie, so it's just cute. I don't think I need to explain why it's adorable and why it's cute and funny and whatever. But that is the pie tin I'm using. It's just a glass one with a bunch of digits of pie on the base. So you can imagine it. But I'm just pressing the crust into the base, trying to get an even layer on the base, and then moving it up the sides and pressing it up the sides. Hopefully I eyeballed the correct amount and I don't have to go back and add more cookies. So I need a bit more on one side of the pan, so I'm just kind of massaging it over from the other side. I think we'll be able to make this work. There's a couple bald spots and it doesn't quite go as high as I'd like, but I'll just keep working on it and see what it can do. Hindsight's 2020. I probably should have just used all the cookies to begin with, but whatever. I'll just keep working it, seeing if there's a spot with maybe more crust on the base. The more I press it, the easier it'll stick together anyways, so win-win. Yeah, so I went up to check on baby. He was pretty much entirely out of his swaddle and working on a good cry. It is scary being a parent. It's really hard for me not to worry about every little tiny thing he does. Google doesn't help either. We got out of the hospital a bit earlier than I would have, because I didn't want to be there anymore. and I was recovering very well, so he didn't get all the tests for what's it called? The bilirubin test for jaundice. He only got one. He didn't get a second one. So the second day we had him home, after he had gone to the doctor for the first time, he was looking yellow, like yellow. And I was losing my mind, pretty much, because I was staring at him all day, pretty much, because I'm feeding him. I'm staring at him. I'm looking at him all day. I'm feeding him, like, every hour and a half. And his face is getting yellower and yellower, and then his little belly starts looking like it's getting yellow, and then I swear I see yellow in his eyes. And at that point, it's midnight or 2 a.m., and I'm begging my husband to let us go to the ER so that I can get him looked at and have his bilirubin levels checked. Because Google is evil and telling me that a sign of, like, dangerous bilirubin levels is a high-pitched scream. And anybody who knows anything about babies knows they all scream high-pitched. Like, every single one of them. So I'm like, oh my god. And then another one is, like, back arching, and he's done that too. So I'm, like, losing my freaking mind. Okay, it's all pressed. I'm gonna put it in the freezer now. Otherwise I could play with it all day. In the freezer. But yeah, I'm like bawling. I'm begging my husband to let us go to the hospital. And he's like, no. His eyes aren't yellow. His face isn't yellow. I don't see it. You're imagining it. And we ended up not going to the hospital that night. I fell asleep eventually. We all fell asleep eventually. And then the next morning, I was okay. Baby was okay, and I was like, okay, it still looks yellow to me, but I guess I'm imagining things, whatever. And then around noonish, I look at him, and I swear, again, his eyes are extremely yellow, the whites of them. And I chill my husband. He's like, okay, you're right. So I'm like, yes, I'm not crazy. It's not postpartum psychosis. Thank God. So then we took him to the ER. And he was fine. His bilirubin levels were not in the treatment zone, so he didn't get any treatment. He was fine. But, yeah. But the doctor said, oh, he is yellow. So I was like, ha-ha! His eyes are yellow. I'm not crazy. See? I swear to God. So it's really hard not to be worried about every single thing he does. And he's had, like, it's just not fun. He's puked, like, twice. I'm like, oh my god. It's dehydration. He's gonna die from dehydration. Ugh, it's so scary, guys. I can't. It's so hard. Just not to worry about every single little thing. All right. So that's in the freezer. It's gonna be in the freezer for 15 minutes. During that time, I'm gonna get the butternut filling together. All right, so let me get out my blender. Ooh. So I have the BlendTec blender from the Will It Blend fame. I got it years ago. Maybe about 4 years ago. And I loved it. But right away it had an issue. It was really weird. It, like, wouldn't turn on. So I contacted BlendTec and they sent me another base. And then it was all fine. Until about 3 months ago. These sounds make sense once I get to the end of this story. Until about 3 months ago when I was making dinner and I noticed weird black specks in my food. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And it turns out my blender was melting plastic into the food. So the blender jar was malfunctioning. And I had to get a new blender jar. So I, again, contacted BlendTech and I was like, hey. And they're like, oh yeah. They never said anything, actually. They just sent me a new one. They never said anything. I emailed them. So those noises were me opening up my brand new Wild Side Plus BlendTech blending jar. Because I hadn't used it yet. I have the twister jar, so I have been using that one. But this is going to be a bit more stuff. So, busting out the new BlendTech jar. Brand new. Just gave it a little rinse for whatever factory gross chemicals are in it. And I'm going to pop the cashews and water in here. It's a cup of cashews and a cup of water. I had the cashews soaking in the hot water for about an hour, but you really don't have to have it soaking that long if you got a... Sorry about that. It is... I'm doing too many things right now with my hands. Okay, let me put one down. Oh my god, okay. I had my blender in my left arm and my food processor in my right, and I was moving it over to where I have all of my clean pans hanging out on the counter, so I knocked a bunch of things over, but we're okay now. Alright, so I'm gonna get that, those cashews going. Alright, they are all blended up, and now I'm going to add the rest of the ingredients. It's cornstarch, sugar, salt, spices, and butternut squash. Alright. Wait a second. I fucked up. I forgot I was halving this filling recipe, so I have double the cashews I need. That's okay. I'll just... pour half of them out. And then I'll have cashews for later. Yeah. Nothing to worry about. Okay. Yeah, okay. I need a container for that. So I've got a measurement on my side of my blender, so I'll just eyeball it and then confirm it. Just gonna squish all the liquid back down. Cause it's a little thick as it's cashews. Okay, it should be, yeah, it's about right. All right.
Great.
Awesome. Cool. So now I'm going to squash after it closes. Am I going to turn the oven back on? That's good. All right. Cane sugar and brown sugar, half a cup each. Half a cup brown sugar. Forgot I wasn't halving it again. Okay, it's just gonna be brown sugar. Oh my god. Don't let me make that mistake again. My god. Okay. Whew. Okay, so it says 4.5 tablespoons of cornstarch. So I'm going to use 2 1/4. I'm not going to fuck it up yet.
2 1/4. Who knows what 1/4 tablespoon is? I don't. Let's see.
Tablespoon is 15 milliliters. So half is like 8. Half of that's like 4. So 4 milliliters. That's a... teaspoon is. Okay, that's about a teaspoon. Great. Okay, so 2 tablespoons and 1 teaspoon of cornstarch. 2 tablespoons. Two. Then 1 teaspoon. And it's going to be all of my cinnamon, but realistically it would be 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, but all of it, unless I want to grind up some sticks, which I don't, and then it's 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. Just gonna have to eyeball this. I don't want to take up my 1/4 teaspoon. That looks good. All right. I'm gonna go with that. And to this is a bit of brandy also added. We'll see how my blender does, if it needs the liquid or not. Just stir it. It probably will. Real talk.
Okay.
Blend, blend, blend.
All right.
I'm getting that liquid. I need it.
Okay, brandy.
Brandy. I wasn't sure, but I knew it. I was like, of course there's brandy in there. We have a bit of a like butler's pantry. That's where I disappeared off to for a little bit, where we keep all of our liquor. Got it. Okay. I need 1/2 cup. So I need, no, I need 1/4 cup, so I need 1/4 cup.
Okay.
I'm not going to fuck it up.
I'm not going to fuck it up. Where's my 1/4 cup?
Okay, so, here's my 1/4 cup. So I need 30 milliliters.
I'm just gonna eyeball it. That's too much.
Desperately need more liquid in this, so I'm gonna add more of the cashews. There we go. It's starting to smell good. Starting to smell a lot like brandy, but you know, good. Yeah, that's good. I want to get it to a smoother consistency still, so I'm going to
move it over to my twister jar. Just to get real
smooth consistency. Getting every little bit out because I don't want a repeat of the debacle that I had with the crust. There we go. Okay. So the fun thing with the twister jar is I have this. Where are you? Twister like thing where you can spin it while you blend it and it kind of stirs it. All right, that did it. It's about the consistency I want. So now it's been 15 minutes. The oven's totally heated. I'm going to go ahead and put it in. Do I do that? That's the next step, right? Yeah. All right. Put it in there. Bake for about an hour. Oh, God. Oh, the oven should be 400. All right. This needs to be ready. Oh, yeah. I almost knocked a glass thing onto the floor. I'm gonna get that crust out of the fridge. Scraping out the twister part of the twister jar in the sink. All right, go in there, Mr. Filling. How high should I fill it? I'll just fill it all the way, as much as I can. Man, it sure smells like brandy. I don't know if I, oh well. It smells a lot like brandy. It's okay. Brandy is a holiday thing. I'm not concerned about it. Everybody around here likes brandy anyways. We're all good. My family, we actually make brandy ices for Christmas. It's like Sprite, I think. You put it over Sprite, but it's brandy. And like a fuck ton of iced peanuts. And you freeze that into, and obviously water, good lord. You freeze that and it forms kind of like a slush because obviously it doesn't freeze fully with the alcohol. And then you scrape it and serve it in a cup with a bit of Sprite. So it's kind of like a float thing. But one time, one of my aunts, she was responsible for this at the holiday gathering, and she messed it up. She actually put the Sprite in the mixture in the freezer, So it didn't, it froze, like completely, because it was so diluted. And also, she put the Sprite in the mixture to put in the freezer. So, why would you do that? Does anybody know? Does anybody freeze soda? Does the carbonation, is it preserved when you freeze it? I don't know. Tell me. Let me know. Do you know? I don't. All right. This is ready to go in. Kitchen so bad, and I'm gonna go check on the baby. Yeah, so just assume everything went well and it was delicious. Okay, all right, bye.